personalized home starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at sunrise.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Every winter, hundreds of people call Davis Services because their HVAC system breaks. By joining our preventative maintenance plans, plan members schedule two visits, one before the summer and one before the winter. This means that preventative measures are done on your HVAC before a small problem in your unit becomes irreparable. Members also get a discount on any repairs that they need, and they get priority in our schedule. Sign up for a Davis Services maintenance plan today and take advantage of our special fall pricing. Call 864-578-9233 today.
I know what you're going to hear at those holiday parties. Everyone says they'll start after the holidays, and that's exactly why most people never tackle those extra pounds at all. Right now, PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you moving now. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goal. Those 2 free weeks means you won't roll into January feeling behind. PhD's metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat first. No drugs, no starvation diets, no endless workouts. Just a smarter, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to wait. Call PhD Weight Loss today and start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Nine 4-0 sisters. Penn State's running game body against Clemson's defense with all the opt-outs. Look, the whole game bothers me with all the opt-outs. The opt-outs I'm most worried about from a Penn State standpoint would be the coaching opt-outs. I don't know who's coaching Penn State. I mean, all their coaches are gone. It's not just the players. I mean, you know, both sides are going to be missing a bunch of players, but Clemson's going to have their coaches, and Penn State isn't. And, you know, I don't know. In hindsight, that might be the thing I would change, because I just think that's a dilemma, but we'll see. I mean, I haven't checked to see what the weather is going to be for the game. We'll have to check that. But we seem to be having abnormally warm weather, so that might be the case. What is this? Tara said, "Man, I was hopeful you would play the song I suggested." Where? What song did you suggest? Where's your song? I don't see your song. What? Where's your song? Oh, we don't have that. We're only playing the songs that we already have. But we'll check that out. Maybe next year. We'll do that next year. Next year, Ramona doesn't like extra busy work at Christmas time. Hey, we just scored a touchdown, Ramona. Wait, do you have Southern Miss too?
I do.
All right, let's go. Let's go, Team Road Rage. Let's go. Let's go. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going? Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Hopefully you guys get some time off, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, maybe... talking sports on Christmas Eve, I don't know.
Now we're actually off till next week, and then we get 2 days off next week. So yeah.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, very good. Nice. You know, I was thinking about, well, first of all, with the South Carolina basketball, I'll be honest, I haven't watched a whole lot. I've been MIA. What is your thoughts about us making 20 games, 20 wins in the season, with assuming, you know, Ellis is healthy.
I don't know. I don't think the team is that good, and I don't. And Ellis is shooting like 23% from 3-point range, so I don't know if that changes the equation that much. He's averaging like 10 points a game, I think. But I don't know, Joe. I think it's going to be tough in league. I'm not overly optimistic about what I've seen from South Carolina.
You think it's time to move on?
I don't think you have enough players. And I also think you're too dedicated to a 3-point shot from an analytic basis on a team that just doesn't shoot it well enough to play that way. I mean, somebody might say, well, but you don't do other things well enough to play that way either. Maybe that's the case. And maybe that's why he's doing it. But to me, I just think South Carolina's taking way too many 3-point shots for a team that just doesn't shoot the ball that well from three. I don't know. That's not the way the analytics work. The analytics is for teams that actually shoot the ball well. So, in other words, you better be shooting 33 1/3% from three as a team to be taking that number, or better, to be taking that number of threes, and hopefully better. Because quite honestly, when you miss, there are long rebounds and transitions. So it's almost like you have to be better than that. And you're nowhere near that. I mean, you got one guy in Johnson who's shooting like 36% or whatever he's shooting from three. And the rest of them are all like 22, 23. And yet they're firing up nothing but threes. I mean, you know, at one point in that game against Clemson, 75% of your shots were 3-point field goals. I mean, that's fine if you can shoot them, but you can't. So why keep doing that? I don't know. I don't like what I'm seeing, Joe, to be honest.
Oh, maybe it's time to start over.
Maybe.
You know, because, like, he doesn't have a lot of room left. With UVA, I know they're playing a really good Missouri team that doesn't have their quarterback. And, by the way, I don't know why on God's green earth you leave Missouri with Dirk as your head coach, like, as a quarterback. Like, I don't get that. Like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Like, he's not elite. But I think UVA winning 11 games, if I'm not mistaken, they've never won 11 games in their history.
Yeah.
I might be wrong on that. That might be something. But my man Willie,
to check the George Welsh period, but maybe, yeah.
He's going to win number 10, Walt. But I'll leave you with this, Walt. I think Indiana is going to blow out Alabama, because I was watching that game and I was like, well, I think Cignetti is going to just tear apart that secondary. I'll just be honest. I think he's going to be Tap City.
Yeah, you know, I haven't said anything on that yet, Joe, but I think Indiana lost a star defensive end. That hurts them. They're probably their best pass rusher. But I just think Indiana's better coached. I think they're a better football team. I think they have the better quarterback. I think they have the better running game. I think they have the better defense. To me, I think you're looking at 27-10 Indiana. I really do. I think it's something like that. I think it's Indiana and Indiana to win comfortably. I think these Alabama numbskulls who think that because they have this history and because of Nick Saban and Bear Bryant, that somehow entitles them to beat Indiana. I don't think Indiana gives a rat's a about any of that stuff. And I think you're about to find out. You're going to get slapped right down to reality, because I just don't see it. I think Oklahoma is largely a bad football team. And I think Indiana is going – I think Alabama is in for an epiphany, a rude awakening.
If Indiana or Texas Tech wins, what type of narratives are shattered? Because I think a lot of them are.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yep, all of them. All of them. I still haven't got to talk about the buys, and I need to talk about that before we get out of here today. Garden Gold, I'm coming to you in a minute. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. It's the final sale of the year. It is on, and they have saved the best for last. Hurry in for the best selection. Get there now before the vehicle you want gets sold. Look, they have an insane selection of vehicles, but let's just say, you know, you want a heavily discounted brand new I don't know, F-150, okay? And you want it in, brown, okay? Well, I mean, they may have that right now, but I don't know if they'll have that in like 2 weeks with this sale going on, all right? They'll still have plenty of F-150s heavily discounted, but will they have the specific one you want? I don't know. Don't let somebody else get the one you want. Get there first. Get the one you want. Make them go pseudo-choice. Look, big news. Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram's year-end sale is on. They've saved the best for last. I'm talking new trucks, discount up to $10,000 off the sticker price, plus on many of those 4.9% financing in addition to the $10,000 off. That's crazy. Yes, you could save up to $10,000 on new Rams and new F-150s at Lake Kiwi, and saving 10 grand on a new truck is huge. You want a new F-150 or a new Ram? Lake Kiwi's got a bunch of them to choose from. You're not sure which you want? Go test drive them both. Go do a side-by-side. See how they fit you. See how you feel. Lake Kiwi also has a ton of low-mileage, one-owner, pre-owned trucks in stock, and you can test drive those too. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600. Go test drive all day. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600 vehicles on the lot and ready for delivery. It's the biggest selection in the entire upstate, and they're all clearance price for this massive year-end sale. Financing is easy, regardless of your situation or how much you owe on your trade. Lake Kiwi can get you approved, so hurry to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're on Highway 123 between Sunoco and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. I just realized, Ramona, we have no chance of getting done the things we need to get done. We really need at least three more hours. Because I have the stories too. Plus, I want to tell you about the buys and what Dan Lanning said and much more. Garnet and Gold, you're up. Garnet and Gold, what's going on, Garnet and Gold?
Hey, man. First off, I want to just thank you and Ramona for keeping me entertained all through the year from the 3-7 slot. I appreciate that.
Very kind of you. Thank you, Garnet and Gold. We appreciate that. We appreciate you too.
And so the guy that the White Sox signed from Japan, do you think he thought he was going to the other side, to the team on the north side? He got confused with his geography.
I don't know. And I thought it hadn't even occurred to me. Maybe. I mean, you would think it would have to be something like that. Ramona thought your franchise was defunct. She thought you were out of business.
I know. Maybe he just saw Chicago and said, "Oh, that's the team that plays in Wrigley." And now when he goes out for the first game, he's gonna be like, "This isn't where I thought it was gonna be. The uniforms aren't even the right color." Oh my gosh! And I told you I was done, but I watched Tampa Sunday, and I just shouldn't have. Man.
Now you're done.
Now I'm done. Yeah. I don't know. I want to be done. I want if Miami could just put us out of our misery. Or if Carolina could somehow beat Seattle, which I don't see happening, but I'm done with bowls.
You've had a very rough year.
Well, started off 6-2 and hadn't won but one game since.
Yeah. I mean, all the way around.
Oh yeah, Florida State. Yeah I know. Yeah. Our baseball team. Hey, our girls' soccer team won the championship.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
Yeah, so I care. I might be the only one that's, but I don't care. Hey, when the girls won the softball championship, I went and bought me a T-shirt that says, Seminole softball.
Yeah, because what other T-shirt could you possibly buy?
I know. I mean, hey, like I said, at least one football team is doing something, even though it's the European style.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, that's right.
So soccer, yeah. Soccer, yep.
Yeah. You got a bunch of teams, so if one breaks down.
But they're still all Florida State, though.
That's right.
I'm not a Notre Dame fan. I'm not a Notre Dame fan who pulls for Duke.
Yeah, that's true. You're not one of these people who have teams in every time zone.
No, I probably should. It probably causes me less heartache.
That's right.
I don't know. I do in my professional leagues, I got teams bouncing around the country, but as far as my college teams, I'm loyal to one and only one.
Yeah.
So there's that. But hey, the Avalanche are still rolling. Nuggets are still kind of keeping their head above water as long as Gordon comes back, pretty soon, hopefully after the beginning of the year.
Imagine, Ramona, imagine the curse of being a sports fan living in South Carolina and your last claim to fame is the Avalanche. In hockey.
I love hockey, man.
Okay. Well, hockey. I started to say another team I don't know about.
another team I don't know about. Ramona thought the Avalanche were extinct too. Now,
they came from another. Like Quebec's is extinct.
Yeah.
They're in Colorado now, so there's that. Yeah, but But, yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to end before the end of the year and just say Merry Christmas. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, hope you have a good one,
and we'll talk to you next year.
Thank you, Iron and Gold. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Stay safe. Enjoy them. Yeah, it's an incredible time of the year, and we appreciate all you people. And by the way, you people have said so many kind things about us today, and we appreciate that. Quite honestly, there are times I wonder about, you know, I mean, all of you people who do so many things for so many people, you truck drivers, the package deliverers, the mail deliverers, the policemen and women, the firemen and women, the emergency people, you know, the doctors, nurses, etc. All you people who do so many things for so many others, and quite honestly, you know, sometimes I think, well, all we do is talk sports, and what does that have real value? And sometimes, you know, when you've done this a while, you wonder about something like that. But then so many of you have come on today and said that, you know, talked about how much we mean to your lives, and you know, and when you're going through difficult times, and that look, that's what sort of makes this all worthwhile. And if we have that impact on somebody's life, then we're proud of that. We appreciate all the kind words from all you people today, and it's right back at you. Like I said, you're all my family. So. Our family. So we thank you. Speaking of family, let me tell you about the rest of our family. Burn Digital, your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screens. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market, have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family, the same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy humanly possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out. Go online to theroarfm.com. Click on the advertising tab to contact us. Meanwhile, in the Southern Miss Western Kentucky game, we have a stoppage. I don't know who's hurt. I did not see it, but it looks rather severe. I don't know if this involves movement. I have not been looking up at the screen, so I don't know what the situation is, nor who it involves. I believe I see some player movement, the injured player, but I can't make it out from here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Waltip Tula Road Rage. I do want to talk about buys and the system and what Dan Lanning said, and something I wrote last night. Actually, I commented on a tweet, which I was in agreement with, about the system we have and how it needs to work. All right, it's not a serious injury. The player is moving. I still can't. There's a crowd around. I can't see who it is. It might be a knee. I mean, that type of thing. But it's a low. I think it's a lower extremity injury, so it doesn't involve spine or movement. So at least there's that. Waltip Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round. Fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
It's time to kick off the perfect tailgate and take your team to Ingles. Chips and guac made fresh in store every day. The best meat in town packaged fresh every day. And smiling faces giving you their best every day. Let's be real. In the South, football season is our favorite season of the year. There's a lot to smile about, especially with deals like these. Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar. Now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, for
know if you people know what that is. Some of you probably do. We've played this before. This is Flash Mob. We talk about carolers. This is the greatest group of carolers ever. And this little girl is no longer a little girl, but this was one of the original ones. And she was just incredible. And then all of these other parts walk up and chime in as they go from house to house. Just one of the most amazing things you've ever seen in your life. You can find that on YouTube. It's called Flash Mob. Is that what it's called, Mom? Just Flash Mob?
It's called Epic Flash Mob Carol Five Strings.
There it is.
It's the whole name.
Epic Flash Mob Carol Five Strings. I have no idea what Southern Miss just did. They just went backwards, and thanks for that. But, yeah, you should check that out. Okay, on this issue of buys, okay, I wrote yesterday in response to someone writing something similar. I said, look, I think the system is screwed up in that the teams that had the buys should have home field advantage now. We should not be talking about going to bowl games. These should be home field advantage. In other words, Alabama should have to go to Indiana. These teams earned those positions. And I wrote this yesterday, Ramona. And, well, I mean, I saw somebody else write this, something similar to that, and I wrote the reasons I agreed, and because I do. I think that especially if we consider a bye isn't an advantage, then I think it's even more true, you know, and that why these teams should have home field advantage. But in the NFL playoffs, you know, teams have home field advantage. You've earned it. And these teams earned it. Now you've taken it away. And if we add to that the fact that we're claiming that a bye is a disadvantage that actually hurts you, as Dan Lanning claimed that last year with Oregon, if we add that to the conversation, then I think it becomes even more imperative that we give the teams a home field advantage. So Georgia should be playing at home, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. And Indiana should be playing at home. Indiana should be playing Alabama, and Texas Tech should be playing at home in Lubbock against Oregon, et cetera. All right, that's the way it ought to work. Ohio State ought to be playing at home. And I think it just seems obvious to me. And like I said, if we're going to assume that a bye can be a disadvantage, if we even believe that that's possible, that's even more reason to make sure that we give these teams that set out a home field advantage. This is what stunned me, though. Dan Lanning talking about the situation they're in. And I don't know if he's just trying to get a psychological advantage over Texas Tech in saying this, or I don't think that's his motivation. I think the guy is just telling you straight up what he thinks about it. But this is fairly stunning, Ramon. This is not the kind of comment we hear from a coach ever. And look, recently there were a couple things that I wasn't sure about Lanning with, like basically suggesting the reason they lost last year was they had a bye. I didn't really want to hear that. The reason you lost was you played a better team. But how about this? Dan Lanning said, I think it's just more of an indicator that the way we do the playoffs in college football is messed up. We're really excited to be going to the Orange Bowl. Get this, Ramona, but this game should be played at Texas Tech, Lanning said during the press conference on Monday. This is the head coach of Oregon who is saying this game ought to be played at Texas Tech. The Texas Tech earned the home field advantage and that they are not being given it. That is astonishing.
Huh. From I didn't expect that.
No, never. Never. I mean, again, he's not making a statement to his advantage. He's making a statement to his disadvantage. And to be that honest about the situation, I think it's pretty amazing. We never hear anything like that from a coach, but I think he's right. I think he's right. This game should be played at Texas Tech. That's the advantage they've earned. That's the seed they've earned, and that should be protected, and not just by a bye. not just by a buy, especially because more and more people seem to think that the buy is a disadvantage, including Dan Lanning. And so if that's true, if it's even true that it might be, then that's even more reason you have to give the teams that had the buys a home game. And that's how it should be. The games that we're going to watch in this round of eight, they should be home site games. Oregon should be traveling to Texas Tech. Alabama, 1,000,000%, should be traveling to Indiana. That's the way it should be. But to have Dan Lanning, the coach of a team who's going to play in one of these neutral site games, to have that guy say that he thinks this is messed up and that they love the fact they're going to play in the Orange Bowl, but to have the coach of Oregon say this game should be played at Texas Tech, I think is astonishing. Now, again, maybe it's a little bit of a psychological ploy on his part. I don't know. I can't read that deeply into it. I don't have the answer to that. But nonetheless, I think it's incredible that Dan Lanning would say such a thing, and I think he is. I think he's spot on. I think he's right. All right, Ramona, are you ready for the Halloween portion of the program?
Oh, I forgot about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. This is
what is this? I'm curious.
This is Back to the Future, Ramona, and this is there is no part of this that's Christmas related. All right. So if you don't know if you want the kiddies to listen to this, then isolate them for a sec. Isolate them for a sec. This is another Ivy League story, Ramona. And this one's very unfortunate. Now, this guy that I'm looking at here, I would not guess Ivy League. The wife, no, I wouldn't guess Ivy League either. I don't know how these people came to work in an Ivy League institution. I'm not exactly sure. In the manner that they do. I don't know what you want to call this. But here it is, Ramona. Harvard morgue manager.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Who sold body parts like baubles gets 8-year prison term. This is a new story. A former manager of the Harvard Medical School morgue in Boston was sentenced to 8 years in prison for stealing and selling body parts as if they were baubles. Authorities say Cedric Lodge was at the center of a ghoulish scheme. Get this, Ramona. And, you know, UPS and FedEx and mail people, you're not paid nearly enough.
This stuff was going through the UPS and stuff?
I don't know who it went through, but he was shipping it. Authorities say Cedric Lodge was at the center of a ghoulish scheme in which he shipped brains, skin, hands, and faces to buyers in Pennsylvania and elsewhere after cadavers donated to Harvard were no longer needed for research. You know, Ron, I don't need to watch B-horror movies. All I need to do is read the news.
Because we're buying this stuff?
Oh, wait. Just wait. Because we're living this out in real life. So,
I mean,
this is like unbelievable. Yeah. This is like the worst B-horror movie stuff you could possibly think of.
Except it's real.
Except it's real, which makes it even worse. It's way worse than any horror movie. Way worse. Authorities said Cedric Lodge was at the center of a ghoulish scheme in which he shipped brain, skin, hands, faces to buyers in Pennsylvania and elsewhere after cadavers donated to Harvard were no longer needed for research. His wife, Denise, sweet lady. I don't understand it. She was always so nice. She made cookies and candy for everybody in the neighborhood. She made, you know. It's always these stories afterward. His wife, Denise Lodge, was sentenced to just over a year in prison for assisting him. They appeared Tuesday in federal court in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. In one example, Cedric Lodge provided skin to a buyer so it could be tanned into leather and bound into a book.
Oh, gross. This is like Silence of the Lambs.
In real life. Quote, a deeply horrifying reality, Assistant U.S. Attorney Allison Martin said in a court filing. I don't know. You think, Allison? Yes, I think so. So it could be tanned, Ramona, and turned into a book. Human skin. By human skin, so you can turn it into a book. I would get to that buyer's house immediately if I were you.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. They need to go around and find out where this stuff
where
is going.
Where all this stuff is going, and they need to go and immediately arrest or kill all those people.
This has got to be against the law to collect this junk. Yeah.
In another, Cedric and Denise Lodge sold...
Come on,
in another, Cedric and Denise Lodge sold a man's face to be kept on a shelf, perhaps to be used for something even more disturbing, Martin said. Okay, I'm done guessing, all right? I don't really want to know at this point. I don't want to guess what they were going to use the face of the man to be kept on a shelf to be used.
Oh, my God.
She said Lodge, 58, of Goffstown, New Hampshire, treated the parts of beloved human beings as if they were baubles to be sold for profit and collected thousands of dollars from 2018 through March 2020. After Harvard finishes using a donated body for research or teaching, the body typically is returned to family or cremated. Lodge acknowledged removing body parts before the cremations. Oh my God. So not only that, he violated the families as well. Lodge. Oh, get this, Ramona. He was the morgue manager for 28 years. He expressed regret in court. We don't care about your regret, you slimeball, disgusting, friggin' horrific human being or excuse
Why
of the human
only
being.
Get 8 years?
I have no idea. This guy should never see the light of day again.
No, he's sick.
Defense attorney Patrick Casey said his acts were egregious. Listen, you clowns. I don't know how you give this guy 8 years. This guy should get like 8,000 years. Make sure he never sees the light of day again. And meanwhile, you need to go round up every disgusting
Anybody
human who
bought
anything from him.
He's got to have addresses somewhere.
Right. I mean, they know already, Ramona, where a dude has books that are made of human skin now.
Yeah,
and somebody's got a face on their bookshelf, and they didn't even want to say what that was to be used for. They intentionally, remember the wording? They intentionally did not choose to say what the face on the shelf was going to be used for.
That's disgusting.
Mister,
I think you've outdone yourself with disgusting here. I think this is the worst.
It's the worst ever. Mr. Lodge acknowledges the seriousness of his conduct. Oh, really?
He just did that because he's in trouble.
And the harm his actions have inflicted on both the deceased persons whose bodies he callously degraded and their grieving families, Casey said in a court filing. That's nice of him. That's nice. Harvard suspended the donation of bodies for 5 months in 2023 when the charges were filed. You think? Prosecutors said at least six other people, including an employee at Arkansas Crematorium, have pleaded guilty in the investigation of body parts trafficking. So
there's more people.
There's more.
You shut it down for 5 months. You are not allowed to do this anymore at your school.
Right. Anywhere. There's more nutcases. So there are more nutcases involved, and you got to find out where this guy's. This guy's been in charge of this for 28 years,
yeah,
Ramona.
He's been doing
how many nuts like him did he send this stuff out to? And quite honestly, who's the bigger nut, him or the guy who wants the face on the shelf? I'd say the guy who wants the face on the shelf.
That's what I'm saying. This dude's
a slime ball who found a way with his nuttiness to make money. What about the people who are spending their money on this dude's nuttiness? It seems to me like they're even bigger concerns.
I gotta find this guy. I hope he's got like books of where he sent what and stuff.
Maybe records. 28 years worth of records. You need to go round them all up.
Is horrible.
Because look, honestly, how many of those people are serial killers? How many of the people who's buying the stuff are serial killers? I don't know. I mean, who else would buy this crap? Who else?
I know. Normal people don't. This is horrible.
Quick break. Walt Tiptoe Road Rage.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut. Sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Trammell & Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at trammellandmills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
Hey guys, the holidays and new year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Mail, our concierge plans start at around $7 a day and include testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymail.com.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Right.
Greatest version of any Christmas song ever, Silent Night by The Temptations. I think there should have been a bigger gap, Ramona, between that last story and Silent Night. Alicia said she was walking around Walmart listening to the show, people shopping all around her when that story started.
Did she have it on speaker?
Yes.
So they can hear it while she's... Oh,
I said,
man.
I wonder what they're thinking of you, Alicia. I said, 3 hours and 40 minutes of sweetness going in a heartbeat. I have two others, Ramona. One is also in the disgusting category, but it's a different type of disgusting.
Right,
but
so
but the other is
like.
South Carolina related, Ramona. And this there's a type of cleverness we like in this, Ramona. You know, like that's no Gouda.
Oh, okay.
Get this, Ramona. This is in South Carolina. Drone drops steak and crab legs for prisoner feast in South Carolina. Bishopville, South Carolina. 'Twas 3 weeks before Christmas. And in the prison yard, a drone drop package was cut off, found by a guard. The package included steak, weed, crab legs, all of the Jameis Winston food groups.
I know.
Steak, weed, crab legs, and cigarettes for days. And to season it all, a tin of Old Bay. I mean, Ramona, they used a drone to drop the Christmas care package. And unfortunately for them, a guard found it before the prisoners
before
found
they
it.
Got it.
Now, I don't know what their plan was to cook the steak. The steak was raw in packages from the supermarket.
Yeah, you'd have to have kitchen duty.
Yeah, I don't know what their plan was on how they were going to cook the steak and the crab legs. I know how they were going to smoke the weed and the cigarettes. But to season it all, Ramona, they were nice enough to include. We want to make sure that not only do we provide you with the steak and the seafood and the weed, but to make sure you had good flavoring. So a tin of Old Bay to make sure
it's some flavor.
You had good flavor. The illicit meal was dropped into the Lee Correctional Institution prison yard by a drone. The South Carolina Department of Corrections said on the social platform X with the hashtag Contraband Christmas. A photo from the Bishopville prison showed a raw steak still in grocery store packaging, crab legs, and Old Bay with side plastic baggies of marijuana and a couple cartons of cigarettes. The drone was also seized Sunday morning, authorities said. Prison officials said they're investigating and no arrests have been made. Spokeswoman Christy Shane said, "I'm guessing the inmates who were expecting the packages are crabby."
Oh, no. No, the shot. Oh, no. It's like no Gouda.
That's right. It's good that we can have fun with these things, Ramona.
That's right. Well, that is bad as no Gouda because that poor man got crushed by a bunch of cheese.
Yeah, that was...
And the reporter was saying that's no Gouda.
Yeah, that was very unfortunate. So Ramona, and finally, there's this one, Ramona.
Okay.
Tell me whether you want this back.
What? My life? The last few minutes of my life? Yeah, always.
I have a $20,000 Fabergé pendant, Ramona. Tell me whether you want this pendant back or not. I'm going to pass on it.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to pass. What would they do with it? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say that's no Gouda, and I'm going to let you have your 20,000 pen. Yeah. I don't want Yeah, I don't want it anymore. Now, maybe you'll still want it, but I personally, I'm out on this pen.
Well, if you don't want it,
yeah, I don't want
it. Surely don't want it.
Yeah, you know what? I'll find my 20,000 elsewhere. I'm just I'm not interested in the recovery of this pendant, Ramon.
Did it fall in the septic tank or something?
In a way.
Oh, dear goodness.
In a way. Police recover a swallowed Fabergé pendant.
Oh, come on. The guy swallowed it.
After a six-day wait for it to reappear.
Oh, my God.
Wellington, New Zealand. New Zealand police said Friday they have recovered a James Bond-inspired Fabergé pendant after 6 days of closely watching the man accused of swallowing the jewelry in an Auckland store. They said the pendant was recovered Thursday night after it exited the suspect's gastrointestinal tract naturally without medical intervention. The limited edition. Oh, I don't care how limited it is.
Oh my goodness.
The limited.
Yeah, I don't want it. I'd say, you know what I'd say? I'd say, no, I'm filing insurance. I said, they're going to pay me too. I'm not taking that thing back.
The limited edition Fabergé egg pendant was inspired by the 83 James Bond film Octopussy, in which a jewel smuggling operation involved a fake Fabergé egg. A less glamorous photo supplied by New Zealand's police Friday showed gloved hands holding the recovered pendant.
And
its long gold chain with an intact price tag showing the jewelry's $33,000 New Zealand dollar, $19,000 value. The man was arrested inside Partridge Jewelers in Auckland on November 28th, shortly after the alleged theft. He made a court appearance November 29th when he didn't enter a plea to a charge of theft. Since then, he's been in police custody and officers have been stationed around the clock.
They hate that. They're like, hurry up, dude.
To wait for the evidence to reemerge.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
To wait for the evidence to reemerge. Hey, Merry Christmas. The 32-year-old man has not been publicly named. He's due to appear in Auckland District Court on Monday and will remain in police custody until then. Given this man is in police custody, we have a duty of care to continue monitoring him given the circumstances of what's occurred, Inspector Gray Anderson said in a statement Wednesday. The store's website said the egg, one of only 50 made, was crafted from gold, painted with green enamel, and encrusted with 183 diamonds and two sapphires. I don't care how many diamonds it was encrusted with. It's encrusted with other things now.
Some of the diamonds probably didn't make it.
And two sapphires.
They should have cut them open and got it.
Yeah, the pendant is 8.4 centimeters, 3.3 inches tall, and is mounted on a stand. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. It's mounted on a stand. I'm sorry. Did he ingest the full stand too? The egg opens to reveal, and we don't care what it opens to reveal an 18-karat yellow.
He's lucky the thing came out. It could have opened up while it was inside him and killed the guy.
Yeah, that would have been better for everybody, Marijuana, quite honestly. The egg opens to reveal.
I bet those cops were wishing me.
Yeah, the egg opens to reveal an 18. By the way, how low in the totem pole do you have to be to get that duty?
That's what I'm saying.
You know you're the one working the holidays if you got that duty.
Yeah.
The egg opens to reveal an 18-karat yellow gold octopus nestled inside, adorned with white diamond suckers and black diamond eyes, an item description said. The octopus surprise pays... there's a new surprise now. The octopus surprise pays homage to the antagonist at the center of the Octopussy film. So there you have it, Ramona. So they had to wait for the Fabergé egg to reemerge. That was their own word.
Bad.
Yeah,
that's
6 days.
6 days they had to.
Yeah, you know what?
Dude.
You know what? This guy may have a bigger problem with his diet if it takes 6 days. I'm thinking like 2 days. That's probably what they were thinking. Like 2 days max. No, 6 days.
Maybe they thought, well, no, surgery will take longer. Let's just do this. And it didn't work out for them that way.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, you know what? You know, you do you, but if it's me, $19,000, you can have it. Yeah, he can have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can have it. We don't want it anymore. I mean,
if
I'm sorry.
If I had it before, I have other things that are working.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'll just worry about those.
Is that, so are you telling me you're going to put that back in the jewelry case?
No.
I mean, if you are, I hope it's at a heavily discounted price. I mean, after lots of Lysol and an appropriate amount of time has passed, at a heavily discounted price.
There is no way.
Yeah, and the answer for me is still a big fat no. I'm saying no to that. I'm not.
I would never get over that. I'd look over there and that would be my first thought.
Right.
There's no way I could deal with it anymore.
Yeah, you can't wear that around your neck. No, you just can't. No, it brings back all sorts of horrific thoughts that you can't walk around without on your neck.
You can't.
That's very unfortunate. In any case, that's it. Listen, all of you have a very Merry Christmas. We love all of you from the bottom of our hearts. That's a fact. And we will see you sometime next week. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, thanks to all of you from Ramona and me. Merry Christmas.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I've got my eye on you, Mr. Brady, with your ESPN Radio Sports beat.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg.